How about a deep ravine in a mountainous area, maybe like down in Arizona? There's a huge one. They call it Grand.
Canyon.
Yeah. Is that?
The canyon, I guess.
Okay.
They got the one over there, Gunnison.
There's a canyon there too.
Black. What is that? While you're over here, you ought to go see it. The Black Canyon of the Gunnison.
Okay.
It drops about 1,000 feet.
Well, I'm going to be over that way.
Well, you ought to stop and look. It's worth seeing.
Have you been over there?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's see. Are there different types of canyons that you know of? Or is that
some deeper, I guess. Maybe wider.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about a couple of things. You probably don't have much around here. I was just wondering about, you had a river that was running along and then dropped off real quick.
Falls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there other names you might have for that, for falls?
I can't think of any.
They were called rapids or cascades?
Well, I guess they call them over the mountains rapids, yeah.
What would you call really fast moving water? Water was moving really fast, like maybe, you know, down south they got the Arkansas runs pretty fast in places.
Yeah, up the mountains are going too. What do they call it? Rapids?
Mm-hmm. How about white water? You ever heard of that term?
Yeah, it's in a kind of smooth skin, isn't it?
Place where the water is churning.
Yeah, a lot of rocks.
We talked some about weeds and stuff. Are there other kind of plants that have blooms on them around here? What would you call a plant that had a bloom on it? That was blooming. Had a, you know, pretty red bloom or something on it. What would you call that? You might go about around your house.
Wild?
Wild or domestic, either one. What would you call a domestic one? You might even grow it indoors. Like a rose is a kind of
yeah, I don't know.
What is a rose? A rose is a type of
weeds.
How about flowers?
Yeah, flowers.
Okay. Are there kind of wildflowers that go around here that you know of?
Yeah, I suppose. Let's see. Not too many. They got these. What did my wife say the other day? We were out there. Something like a sweet pea, wild. You got onions that bloom, wild onions.
Okay.
And then a cactus that time of year will bloom.
Cactus will bloom and have a...
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And you got sunflower, that's bad weed.
Is that another one you have to kill, get rid of?
Yeah, but it's not like these Canadian thistle and bindweed, and Russian nutweed. It's you can control it.
Okay. Do you have any rock out here? And how is the land? I was thinking about the soil. Is it pretty rocky or is it?
Yeah, not too bad. Okay. You have some rock. It's a layer rock, sand rock.
Okay. But, is there a difference between like a rock and a stone? Do you make a distinction between those two?
I don't suppose I would. Be a hard rock or a stone would be pretty hard, wouldn't it?
Which do you think would be harder? Or which?
I suppose a stone, I don't think.
Okay.
We don't have to do
it. The soil is pretty is pretty good soil, would you
mm-hmm.
say?
It's good soil. Yeah.
As long as you keep the weeds off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, if you get the moisture, it'll grow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that about... I didn't know that about weeds and stuff. That's real interesting.
That's really a problem. It wasn't that way back in the 50s.
Yeah. It's just something that's happened pretty recently. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It got started and just keeps spreading. I think we tried to establish a weed district up there where we were twice. And they voted it down both times, land on. I think the state's going to have to come in eventually and help us.
That's one of the biggest problems cattle ranchers have now. It's
well, it's getting to be one of the biggest, I think. You know, up in Montana, they got that Russian knapweed. I guess it's just ruined pastures up there. So if it hits here, you know, puts you out of business, obviously.
What does a Russian map weed look like? I'm still not sure. Is it grow real tall?
Yeah, it grows pretty tall. It's not too much foliage on it.
Does it have a bloom on it?
Yeah, it'll bloom and it'll grow in a, like a family. It'll grow all together and then it keeps spreading.
What color is the bloom?
I think it's purple, but don't hold me to that. They got it up on the big sandy up here about 20 miles. Okay, it's getting pretty bad.